You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunzer, to take a look at markets and see what they've been up to. Nicholas, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. I noted that the Rand, just before you and I came on air, dipped below all of the key levels against the major currencies, below 22 against the British pound, 19 against the euro, and even below 16.50 against the US dollar. Nice to see some bit of strength on a Thursday, particularly on the currency front.
Yes, evening, Jimmy. Evening to the listeners. Always nice to be on a green day. I guess the headline was interesting. I mean, you know, we sort of had this headline number about Iran declaring the Straits of Hormuz effectively closed. And despite all of that, you know, JC actually closed firmer. You mentioned the Rand. Nice day on the Rand as well. Our bonds as well. We don't often look at the bonds. Bonds were slightly up as well. JSE was up. And I suspect slightly not just the shares that sort of gave it a bit of a push or the risk-on attitude. I think there was quite a nice current account deficit number that came out showing that South Africa actually posted its largest current account surplus in more than 4 years. That was in Q1, all to do with everyone seeking the gold exports that we send out. So, you know, as much as there's lots going on in the geopolitics, still a bit of good news coming out of SA.
Nick, let's look at the rest of the markets. You mentioned it was a green day, and I'm looking at equity markets by and large, almost all of them in the green, with the exception, of course, of markets in Asia, but they didn't have the benefit of trading through some of the news points that you alluded to just now. I want to get your thoughts on some of the sentiment. It still seems to be up and down, one day on, one day off, one day green, one day red. Markets perhaps still very nervous about all of the factors that they still have to contend with globally.
Yeah, I mean, very, very nervous markets. I mean, just look back, Jimmy, the last sort of 5 days, effectively. I mean, since the start of the week, even. I mean, you know, coming in, the Taiwanese market, the KOSPI, which has been a sort of quite a big proxy for risk because of the overweight in the semiconductors. You know, they've got Samsung and SK Hynix, etc. So that was limit down, plotted through from Wall Street last Friday. We had that tech sell-off. Monday, they were limit down. I mean, it was 8% in the index down. Closed the market for 20 minutes. All is forgotten by Tuesday. The market was, in fact, limit up 8%, closed it on the upside. I mean, that kind of sums up where we are, just these wild swings every single day. Difficult to make head or tail of it, quite honestly. And I think there's a little bit of, I guess, Iran, you know, Trump fatigue coming through as well. These headlines that keep coming out, markets is sort of, I guess, looking through it a little bit. And everyone's like super excited for tomorrow, because tomorrow we've got the SpaceX. There's something else, I guess, to focus on for the time being.
Nick, let's look into that in a bit more detail. I know that's, well, at this point, based on the numbers, it's probably going to be the biggest IPO in history. But I want to get your thoughts around the IPO itself. Is it sustainable? Are we looking at the numbers wrong? Are we just looking for some bit of excitement in the market? What are your thoughts around the IPO and the valuations that have been thrown out there?
No, well, I think, I mean, first and foremost, you know, I think, I mean, this is the biggest bet of on the AI play, on the future, and all sorts. And you know, the Musk, you know, the followers of Mr. Musk, and the ardent sort of believers in his prophecies, whether they come true or not, will still be there. And interestingly enough, speaking of this IPO, I see about 30% is going to be going to the retail investor. I mean, that's effectively unheard of. Normally, the sort of big banks, and there's 21 sort of lead underwriters in this. And as you said, Jimmy, this is the biggest IPO in history. This is going to dwarf Saudi Aramco, which was the last one of not even close to this size, but it was the second biggest. And I think, you know, it does sum up the mood of the current environment. You know, this AI sort of trade that's been happening for the last couple of months. You know, they're all rushing to get there. I guess myself, with a bit of, I don't know, history in this business, you know, I don't say it's necessarily the top of the market, but when there's a big rush of IPOs of this massive scale, it normally does signify that markets are looking a little bit heated. You know, everyone rushing out to get their money out there. And there's only so much to go around, right? I mean, if you've got IPOs of this scale, I mean, that's probably why you're seeing some of this other assets sell off. people having to sell other assets to buy into these IPOs. Doesn't necessarily mean the market's going to turn around and crash, but it certainly does, you know, history as a guide, you know, when these big things do come to the market, it is a sign that, you know, insiders are realizing it's time to maybe take some money off the table. That's about as eloquent I can put it, Jimmy.
Nick, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on the gold price. Definitely money coming off the table there. The gold price back at $4,000 a fine ounce. We saw 5,000 at some point. We came down. We were all surprised at a deep correction back to 4,400. Mm. But we're even deeper than that now, potentially even staring down the barrel of sub 4,000. What do you make of that?
I think, again, I mean, I hate to ratchet in this the spake says conversation. I think a lot of the winners of the past, people have been selling out to get to free up some capital. I think that's gold's probably reciprocant of it. The Warner ran, ironically, despite, you know, most of us thinking, well, surely that's good for gold. The likes of Turkey, who have been net buyers of gold, for example, have been selling a lot of their holdings the last few months, and openly so, on the back of the idea they need to rearm if the fact that America pulls out of NATO, etc. So all the original central bank buyers, which was the positive tailwind that we had over the last few years, they are actually sort of selling at the moment. So that's the one argument there. And then, of course, I mean, we've had a couple of very nervous inflation numbers. I mean, Friday's non-farm payroll number, you know, huge jump in jobs. I'm sure you guys spoke about it this week. You know, that's obviously pushed out the fact that there's actually not going to be interest rate cuts in America. There's going to be interest rate rises are coming, certainly by the end of the year, where that CPR print in America, that inflation print, biggest jump in about 3 years as well. I mean, that CPR print, I think it came in 4.2 or 4% thereabouts. I mean, that's double the Fed's target of 2%. So all these things are not good for the gold bugs out there. And that's more than likely why you're seeing off. I mean, at some point, it will find a little bit of a flaw when we see a little bit of dollar weakness coming in. But for now, it's just, you know, it's on the back end of all those sort of bad anti-gold news headlines that we've had in the last couple of weeks.
Markets continue to be dizzying, and trying to make sense of them might leave you with a bigger headache than anything else. We'll have to leave this conversation on that note. We'll take the positive win that is a green day, and we'll see what tomorrow holds. Nicholas Kunz, the Sanlam Private Wealth Portfolio Manager, joining us to take a look at markets and try and make sense of them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.